I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council Special Meeting of June 18, 2025 to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Agnes, are you ready to give us a roll call?
Counselor Karen?
Here.
Here.
Counselor Lathrop, who is absent. Counselor May?
Here.
Counselor Staley?
Here.
Counselor Sutter?
Here.
All right, let the record show that there were four town councilors present. Yep. Sorry, there are five town councilors present.
You didn't count yourself.
I know. We have a quorum. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Precedence this with, I can't read my phone and look at you through my glasses, so I'm going to do the librarian thing. So, but I specifically, my name's Kimberly Dole. I'm 19 Sharp Hill Road. I know most of you, but anyway. I'm actually wanting to talk a little bit of in respect to your executive session around the firefighters contract talk and special rank for fire chiefs. As somebody who works in business and nonprofits, that reads to me as though we're looking at the fire chiefs having some sort of oversight of town employees, which, based off of things that I've researched, is not permissible, generally not permissible in Connecticut. So as it states, in Connecticut, it is generally not permissible for a volunteer to supervise a town employee. This is due to several reasons, primarily related to the distinction between volunteers and employees, as well as potential conflicts of interest and legal implications. The conflicts of interest would be allowing a volunteer to supervise a paid employee could create conflicts of interest as a volunteer's motivations and responsibilities may differ significantly from those of a paid supervisor responsible for performance evaluations, disciplinary actions, and other personal matters. The legal implications, the law differentiates between employees and volunteers, and providing a volunteer with supervisory authority over paid employees could blur this distinction. This could lead to potential legal issues, especially regarding employment laws and regulations. Instead of supervision, town typically utilizes volunteers for support services to staff or to work on special projects, and they are supervised by paid staff members. Okay. And it's my understanding that currently the chiefs do technically have somewhat of a special rank, because if there is a fire call, the highest ranking officer at the scene, which would be a volunteer based off of that, they actually command the scene. And currently our fire marshal's office also plays that crucial role of overseeing paid firefighters enforcing fire codes. So I think we really need to look at what you're looking at as far as that goes. I think you're looking at possible legal issues, which Lord knows we've had enough in this town, and we're paying enough lawyer fees on various subjects, that putting ourselves in that kind of a standpoint is really kind of nerve-wracking. And I don't, as a town taxpayer, I don't want to be paying any more legal fees for things that are technically not ethical. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit? And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Thank you. All right. Executive session, we have two, and I believe I'm going to go with item 5B. We're waiting on attorney to show up. Consider an act on a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy and or negotiations with respect to the transfer station and town hall Teamster union contracts. Discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard G. Bunnell, Sr., and town attorney Christy Kelly.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Note the time is 6:05. entering into executive session. Out of executive session at 6:48. No votes were taken. All right. Moving on to the next one. To consider an act of motion in executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong one. Executive. Let me read it.
Wait a minute.
Others. Lenny, there's one thing on here I don't think that's correct on this executive session. We're just talking about negotiating respect to firefighter contract talk. What is this special rank? What is that? What is that?
Let me, first of all, yeah, it's a typo. It says chief, and it's supposed to say fighter. My fault. I didn't proofread it.
Firefighter, you mean?
Yes. However, we don't have the town attorney here tonight.
Okay. So this was supposed to be for a special rank for each firefighter. Is that the correct term for a fireman? Firefighter?
Firefighter. Career firefighter.
All right. So I make the motion that we table this executive session.
Move.
Second.
But note that it is not for a fire chief. It's for a firefighter. All right. New business. The town of Mobile.
No. We table the issue, Mr. Chairman. Get a vote on it, don't you?
You're absolutely correct. So I'd like a motion to remove 5A from the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
6A. The town of Mountville hereby resolves that the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development has agreed to pursue CGS 32 TAC 285 Alpha to extend the town of Mountville financial assistance in the amount of up to $250,000 in order for the town of Mountville to undertake the Route 32 investment plan project, and in furtherance thereof, the town of Mountville accepts such financial assistance, and Mayor Leonard Bunnell is hereby authorized to execute an assistance agreement with the state of Connecticut for said financial assistance, to execute any related agreements, amendments, decisions, and revisions thereto, to carry out the terms thereof, including the expenditures of said financial assistance, and to act as the authorized representative of the town of Mountville in respect thereof.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, let me just explain to that. It was in May of 24 when we first applied for the CIF grant, and the resolution, it wasn't a resolution, it was a motion to authorize. So after you authorized me to apply for the grant, the assistance agreement was delayed and has been delayed since for at least 6 months. We're now getting the assistance agreement. Now this authorizes us to receive the money, actually receive it.
All right, sounds good. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Jessica.
Favor.
Councilor
Celia. Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Motion passes. The town of Mountville hereby resolves to approve the funds necessary to implement the writing agreement, the written agreement, and the terms of the written agreement between the town of Mountville Town Hall employees, Teamster Local 493, for the period of July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2027.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 5-0 in favor. Resolution, agreement. Resolution is approved. 6C, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the funds necessary to implement the written agreement and the terms of the written agreement between the Town of Montville and the transfer station employees, Teamster Local 493, for the period of July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That's 5-0. The resolution passes. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
I just wanted to thank you for that clarification. It makes a lot more sense that it would be a firefighter and not the chief, so I do appreciate that.
Your name and address, please. Your name and address?
You're supposed to tell us your name and address.
Ignore
Never
him.
Mind. Don't
Ignore
focus.
Him. I do.
Remarks from the public
Thanks,
with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right. Remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start with the mayor.
I apologize. That's a good example of failure to proofread. And it was put on there, and I skimmed across the executive session. And where it said firefighter contract talks and special rank blank, sorry. I'm glad we got that done with the both contracts with the Teamsters for the town hall and the
transfer
station. We all know what hard work Flo does down there, and we appreciate her, and I hope that this helps in the agreement and her financially. I certainly do. And thanks to the council for seeing it clear to get this done, too.
Nick, Councilor Villier?
No, I got nothing. Thank you.
Councilor Southard?
Just same thing that the mayor said. I'm happy to have these two contracts done, and I'm happy that we were able to give Flo what she deserves. Thank you.
All right.
Nothing special, just thanks for coming out, and sorry about the first part. We'll get that fixed. We'll get that squared away.
Thank you, Councilor Jaspers. Councilor Karen.
No, all I got to do is thank both the bargaining units. Thank you for cooperation and all the hard work that you all do. Thank you.
I just want to say, I know Attorney Christy Kelly's not here, but I just want to say thank her and the mayor, and a lot of hard work on both these contracts. People don't realize how much work some of these things are. You do have something to say, Councilor Jaskowitz? Sorry. All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I agree.
Second.
Yeah. Just like last night, Joe. Just like at Port of Edge.
You just keep talking while I'm talking. I don't give him a chance to talk. You start to get on. I'm not going to do this. Hey, listen, I am really not running anymore. I'm fucking serious. This is bullshit.
What's your
No fucking respect.